הנה בגן חודש אבו חודש אבו is a period of preparation for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Fundamental machlokas between the Minhagim, the Eilos HaMizroch, and Bnei Ashkenaz. When we begin Slichas, Eilos HaMizroch begins Slichas, Rish Chodesh Avul. Bnei Ashkenaz begins Slichas, Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, if they're 4 days. Otherwise, it's a week and a half. The Gra explains you do it on the desk. On the desk in my office, there's some water in a cup. Can you bring it up to me? The Gra explains Machlokas in the Gemara B'Tishrei Nivra Olam or B'Nisan Nivra Olam. When was the world created? In Nisan or in Tishrei? If you say the world was created in Tishrei, that's not exactly precise. The world was created in 6 days. And Rosh Hashanah. Thank you very much. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Mosheh HaKohen. And Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. And according to the Minhag, Eilos and Mizroch, the world was created in Nisan. And the purpose of Slichos is, as we approach Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai on Shavuos. And he came down and broke the Luchos and Shavuos of Atamos. Went up again and came down at the end of both. Went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul and came down on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kivarecha. Hashem gave Slicha Mechila for the Aveira of the Egel HaZahav. But those 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, I am a Rachman. And that's why the Eidos HaMizroch go according to the opinion that B'Nisan Nivra Olam. And right now we have 40 days of Yom Rachman as we approach Yom Kippur Vayom HaShem Surach Kibarach. On the other hand, B'nai Ashkenaz Paskim B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. So the week before Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of the world. Now, this is all on the assumption of the world was created in 6 days. All the other ways of hocus-pocusing around the fact, the world, yes. Ki sheish yishom ha'osa Hashem es shamayim v'soharetz. 6 days. And on the sixth day, he created Adam HaRishon. And everything builds up to a point. The Tachlis HaBriya was creating Adam HaRishon on the sixth day. So when people want to know what our attitude is to life and other cosmos worlds, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the purpose of Adam HaRishon, gave him a neshama, unique creation, and that is anything that happens in the entire cosmos. This is the purpose of this human being. But then once a year, Kadosh Baruch Hu sits in judgment. Sits in judgment, was it Kedai or not Kedai? And why do we have at least 4 days of slichas? Because every time you bring a korban, you have to have 4 days to check it for mumim. So we have at least 4 days when we check ourselves before Rosh Hashanah. Rambam writes, the pasuk says, "Dear Yeshua Hashem, Nimotso Karuhu Bioso Korov." So Chazal tell us that there are times HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself more available to us than other times. Rambam quotes Maimon Chazal, "Eilu Asor Yomim Shem Rosh Hashanah." So, Slichas for Bnei Ashkenaz is a way of checking ourselves, number one. Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur is a day when there's a whole different type of slichas. The purpose of slichas, "Dir Shu Hashem b'him motzo kruhu b'yotzo korov." Yazov Rosh Hidarko v'yishov v'machso otzo. And that's the whole purpose. Very different ideas of slichas. Slichas, if you take a look at the structure of slichas, slichas is a tefillah, a total composite tefillah. What is tefillah? We begin Ashrei Chatzikash. Shevach, now what is the reason slichas are at night beginning and then during the day? So here, in Bnei Ashkenaz, coming to Bnei Ashkenaz, there's a difference between Snagdim and Chassidim. Fortunately, the whole world wants to become Chassidish. Okay. That means Laila is Din. And therefore, we want to say Slichas, and it's man of Rachman. So we wait the first night till after Chatzos. And subsequently we say it in the morning. Chassidim of the minute that once Slichas begins, even night becomes Rachman. So those of you who would like to take a late minyan, Slichas and Vishnitz, That's not so simple. As you come from a Chassidish background. We talked about Rachmim and Din. But let's take a look what we do. What Slichas are about. You know, with Ashrei, an introduction to tefillah. And we say, L'cho Hashem, Hatzdokah v'Marbor Shapon. A whole beginning of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ikar of Slichus is Yud Gimel Midos. Where does that come from? The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai. And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two separate things. Hareini Nos Chodecha. What is it? He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the middos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'man Etzachem. That means Moshe Rabbeinu understood that his Karvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, among other things, my developing in myself the middos of the middos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now understand you. Because I want to be more tzachem in your eyes. And he asked, Hareini Nos Chodecha. Hareini Nos Chodecha, what does that mean? Hareini Nos Chodecha means, Chazal said, I want to understand how you run the world. If the world is run by Ashkocha Protus, and the world is run by Schar Vonish, how is it possible to have Tzadik V'ralo Rosh HaVetovla? Not possible. And Kodesh Baruch Hu Kilo Yoran Yodam V'chay. What does that mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu said there are certain things that calls man, the human being, the physical being, locked in his physical goal, thinking in physical terms. That havana of how a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs this world is so beyond him, he can't put it together. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu answered Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Hareinu Azrachach, Hashem Hashem, Kelracha Machan, Erech Abayim Rav Chasim. But there's something else that's happening simultaneously, Chazal tells us. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is on Har Sinai asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kapora, for the eagle. And then afterwards it finishes, Vayom Hashem Solachti Kvorach. Chazal tell us, okay. Nesatei v'kodesh baruch hu k'shleach tzibur. From here we understand that every shleach tzibur needs atifo, covering his head. Number one. And he said, Hashem, Hashem, kel racham v'chan. He said, this is the tefillah you say for to get to Vayom Hashem Solach to give her out. So that's why when we want to head towards Slicha and Kapara, the fundamental part of our tefillah is the Yud Gimel Midos Hashem Hashem Kel Racham V'chan. So what do? We begin with Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we begin Bakosha. What is the Bakosha? Bakosha Slicha. When I say Shemana Esrei, I have a whole list of 13 things I ask for. Here we're zeroing in on one. Slicha v'kapar. But what is the structure of tefillah? Ashrei, Chatzi Kaddish, Shevach, Bakosha. And then all the way at the end is Tachnunim. Is a complete tefillah all by itself. And then what do we say? That is the Bakosha. And my advice to you is to go through the Slichos themselves. Slichos are beautiful ways. They were written by the Gedolei Rishonim and Gaonim. They concerned a lot. Each one by itself contains tremendous ideas. Then we say Kederach HaPayim. What do we say? Besachnen uvusfilo ponecho nekadem. Why al rachamecho rabim? Kato hu bala rachman. Uvusfilo ponecho nekadem. Kodato lo onor av nikadem. That's what you told Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning. Echarab cho shuv. Come over to us for kotsu. And then taxid and then we get to your gilomidus. Then we get to Vayom Hashem Salachti Kifarach. And then one after the other. And then what do we have? At the end, we have very similar to what we have in our own daven. After that, we have Hashem the Bogadim. And then we have Tachanunim. That's what we have. That's what Slichas is. It's a tefillah. It's an important tefillah. That means we understand we're coming to Yom HaDin. And unless we prepare for the Yom HaDin, there's no way we think we can be successful. I never heard of a person who had to go to court who didn't prepare in advance with his lawyer what he's going to do. Never heard of it. You show up in court, oh, a lawyer says, tell me the case. Let me tell you the case. That's not the way the world goes. Sit with your lawyer, you analyze, we're going to tie into this, we're going to have to say this, we'll do this way, we'll do this way, we'll dray it this way, we'll dray it this way. You don't just show up in court, the lawyer tells me, tell me the case, okay, I'll get out of it. Okay. We're coming to a din. And din is a real din. We have to understand it's a real din. We have to prepare for the din. That's why the idea of at least 4 days before we begin. What are 4 days? That's it. Just like you check the korban for at least 4 days before you brought it in the mizbeach. For a moment, we have to check ourselves. Slichas means we begin a little earlier. Checking for ourselves till we stand bedin. And then, Russian is Yom HaDin. Yom Kippur is Yom Rachamim. What does that mean? What do we say? Rishayim Gemurim, Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtovim Biyad. Beinim in between. The Ramban asks a kasha. The Ramban says, when we say Rishayim Gemurim, it means the person for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, it'll be an absolute beautiful year, fantastic. Right away. If I go to the side for this person, it's an absolute disaster. Right away. But most people are in between. It's part this way, part that way. And that is, and the Gadol Shmuel says it's in between. Now I have 10 days, 7 days actually. And during those 7 days, Dish Hashem be Motzkru be Osukar of Yazav Roshin Dak for Shom Marsos and Roshin Hashem. These are the days when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat us b'midas harachamim. And Yom Kippur, when it's finished, is a day of rachamim. I don't know how many people ever noticed people don't pay attention when they daven. When we say Kedusha on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Shacharis, say M'chon Kol Malkeinu Sofia. Okay. On Yom Kippur, what do we do? Memkomo Huyifem Barachamim. Mincha, what do we say? Memkomo Huyifem Barachamim. Why? Give the Chazamar to sing about? No. It's a day of Rachamim. It's a day of Rachamim. So all the Kedushas on Yom Kippur, I'm a Kama Huifam Rachman. But what does Rachman mean? Rachman means that there is a tzad this way and a tzad that way. And in a tzad this way, a tzad that way, we take a tzad. Look at it. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go lenient on us. It's within bounds. But it's rachman. It's real. Okay. So I both say. It's real. Have to prepare for it. Number one. Number two. Prepare for the idea of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a unique day. It's a day of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? There were times there were kings. They don't have kings anymore. The so-called sort of king in England. Okay. There was a coronation. What used to, when there were real kings, what was a coronation? All those subjects of the king, we accept your malchus. We accept you as the ultimate boss and authority. That was the coronation. Rosh Hashanah is the Yidn Lucha Kesem Lucha. It's the ultimate Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That means Rosh Hashanah is the day we transfer everything into Malchus and to davening. Theme is the Melech al Kol Arich, Makadish Yisrael, V'yom Hazikaron. The Melech al Kol Arich. Yom Kippur, we don't talk about Melech al Kol Arich. We do Melech. Melech Molchus Soleach Avonoseinu, Umar Mashmaseinu Mechol Shana V'shana. It's a different type of malchus. Melech HaKol Haaretz means he runs this world down to the finest detail. And that's what the day is all about. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now a melech has many functions. A melech sets up a justice system. There's no such thing as running a country without a justice system. You know, these stupid, no, these socialists in America, no police, no jails, no get rid of everything, just love. It doesn't work that way. And we'll just have love with each other, everyone will get along, though. The world doesn't get along that way. What's the sweet sparsha? Shoftim v'shoftim. There's justice. V'melech v'mishpat yamed aretz. So Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur is a very different Malchus. It's not the day of creation when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire world and gave it a structure and a functioning and runs this entire world down on itself. That's Rosh. That's, he's just the Melech al Kol Haaretz. Yom Kippur, no. He finally judges the entire world. Melech Moch v'Soleach Avar Sein v'Avos v'Yisrael v'Mavash v'Sein v'Choshon v'Roshon Melech al Kol Haaretz v'Kad Yisrael Yom Kippur. Very different days of Malchus, different aspects of Malchus. But the theme is Malchus. This is... And that is Rosh Hashanah, and that's Yom Kippur. And now, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Yivosh Ofer. That means, if you are the Yedot of Mizrach, saying Sichah, it's because you may Racha. If you don't say Ashkenaz, it's different. We ain't preparing Rav Hashem over Yishim. We're preparing for a Yom Hadim. Okay. This is... Okay.